If you're still looking for Christmas gifts, and I bet a lot of you are, the hot product today in electronics is the phone cam. There are lots of things going on with phone cams. Here to talk about the devices and the phenomenon is Shenny Jardin. She covers technology for us. Shenny, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you, Alex.
Cell phones that take pictures. Tell us about this and this big excitement about it.
Well, there is a lot of excitement. These are cell phones with tiny embedded cameras. They're kind of crude, but it's pretty amazing that you could take a camera with you wherever you go throughout the day. When they first hit the scene, they were $300, $400 a pop. As of a few weeks ago, you could buy them for $49, $79. And with all the craziness around the number portability deadline this week, some companies are giving them away for free.
So these are phones. You take the picture, and what's so amazing is you take the picture, and then you can mail the picture to anyone who's got a cell phone and can receive it.
Instantly.
Show us. You've brought in several of these.
Yes. Here is a Sanyo camera phone from Sprint. And I'm just opening up this clamshell phone, and I'm pressing a button, and that turns on a camera, and I'm going to take a picture of you sitting here in the studio. Here we go. Now it's saving the image, and as soon as it finishes saving the image, I'm going to send it to your email address. And it's sending the message. So you'll receive it in your inbox in just a few minutes.
Wow. There's this anthropologist at the University of Southern California who studies the phenomenon of cell phones and how people interact with them in Japan and the United States. Tell me about her.
Her name is Mizuko Ito, and she is an anthropologist at USC. She's been following around phone cam owners and documenting the sorts of snapshots that they take and how they share them with other people. And here's what she said about how phone cams encourage people to think about the world differently.
We found that camera phone photos are often taken of objects that aren't usually objects of traditional picture taking. So very mundane, everyday things like the meal that you're about to eat, or your friend who just fell into a puddle, or some funny object in the environment that you wouldn't probably take a picture of, you wouldn't print a picture of, but you think was interesting enough to capture in a more spur-of-the-moment, spontaneous occasion.
So what's interesting here is that mobile phones aren't new, and digital cameras aren't new, but these devices combine the ability to capture, to send, to share these images with people. So people start having image conversations with each other.
You know what I can imagine? Being stuck in traffic, I'm late for a meeting, I can, bang, take a picture and you know, send it ahead to the meeting and say, this is why I'm not here.
It's a wonderful aid for sophisticated excuses, but people are also using this in public ways. Phone cam blogs, they're calling them. People are setting up blogs where members of the public will contribute images of a major news event, the fires here in Southern California recently, or the blackouts in New York City. It's almost like a kind of folk photojournalism, and they're capturing images on the scene of breaking news faster than the pros can get there.
All right, well, this is how fast it is. The email that you sent a moment ago containing the picture you took of me is here. There it is. That's amazing. I mean, this image, the lighting is not very good, and it's a little blurry, and it's a little... You know, I wouldn't have this blown up and frame it and put it on the mantle, but it's just a fun little picture.
It's just right there. It was as easy as imagining doing it.
All right, good. Now, day-to-day listeners, some of you may already have phone cams. Others may be getting them within the next few weeks. We want to invite you to participate with your phone cam in this exhibition that is going up when? It's in February, Jenny?
That's right. In February 2004, the exhibit is called Scent. It'll be online at scentonline.com. We're inviting professional photographers, filmmakers, celebrities, and regular folks to explore the creative possibility of camera phones.
So you'll be selecting some images for this, and we're inviting day-to-day listeners to participate. You can send your phone cam images to us here at daytoday@npr.org. Put picture in the subject line. We'll give these to Shenny. Some day-to-day images will be included in this gallery exhibition. A guarantee on your part, Shenny?
Absolutely.
Good. We'll take that as a guarantee. Shenny Jardin, technology writer for Wired Magazine, co-editor of the technology blog, boingboing.net. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about phone cams today.
Thank you very much, Alex.